USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in New York for the UN General Assembly, and the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says he will not meet with Trump, making the remark through a translator in this interview with NBC News.
There is no such program for a meeting. Mr. Trump did not create conditions necessary to bring about the atmosphere conducive to a meeting.
Rouhani saying the Trump administration would have to clean up any damage done by its pullout of the Iran nuclear deal before any meeting could even be considered. Comedian Bill Cosby is to be sentenced today after being found guilty last spring of drugging and sexually assaulting a former Temple University athletic staffer. Prosecutors want Cosby to do 5 to 10 years in state prison. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump speaking to the UN General Assembly today during the World Body's annual fall meetings. The president's expected to praise North Korea as talks over denuclearization continue. In his speech to the General Assembly, the president's also expected to defend his controversial global trade policies, including what's being characterized as a U.S. trade war with China. Brett Kavanaugh says he will not withdraw as a Supreme Court nominee, and he'll continue defending himself against sexual assault claims. The federal judge telling Fox News in an exclusive interview last night he has never sexually assaulted anyone. That's despite the fact that college professor Christine Blasey Ford is claiming he pinned her down and tried to take off her clothes at a party when they were in high school, a second woman also making allegations. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
It appears work on the Keystone Pipeline will finally get underway next year. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
The developer of the Keystone XL Pipeline says now that the U.S. State Department's concluded major environmental damage from a leak is unlikely and could quickly be mitigated, they do plan to start construction next year. TransCanada spokesman Matthew John saying on Monday the company remains committed to moving ahead with the project after years of reviews by federal and state regulators. But as for that report issued on Friday by the Trump administration's State Department, it's quickly drawing sharp criticism from environmental groups who are pledging to continue to fight the project, which they still view as an environmental threat. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And speaking of oil, members of OPEC have just wrapped up their latest meetings in Algiers where they discussed supply and demand. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
Several OPEC members are pushing for higher oil prices amid lower production levels, so that may impact what motorists will have to pay. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com gives us the latest average price.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has dropped about 0.7 of a penny in the last week. It currently stands at $2.84 a gallon. That is still 28 cents higher than 1 year ago.
Both Mississippi and Alabama had the lowest prices at $2.52 a gallon, while Hawaii had the highest at $3.75. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.